Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we try to cut through the noise and really get to the core of what matters. Today, we're taking a look at artificial intelligence in the business world. I mean, it's a topic that's got everyone talking, right? But it often leaves us wondering, you know, how do you separate all the massive buzz from actual tangible business value? Okay, let's try to unpack this.
That's exactly right. Our mission for this deep dive is, well, to explore what enterprise AI really means. This isn't just about flashy tech. It's more about how these advanced algorithms are strategically integrated into business operations, you know, to solve specific large-scale problems and drive real value. Our exploration today is inspired by a key part of a new book, The Business AI Handbook. We're focusing on Chapter 3, which is titled AI, Automation, Intelligence, Sorting Substance from Spectacle. So our goal is really to help you distinguish between what's genuinely intelligent and what might just be automation, or sometimes even worse, AI washing. We'll dig into some concrete real-world examples, good and bad, across different company sizes so you can see these principles in action.
Yeah, it's definitely a confusing landscape out there. I mean, so many tools claim AI baked in. How do business leaders actually move from, say, gut instinct to making truly informed actions about where to put their money? What even defines real AI value here?
Well, what's really interesting, I think, is that true value often comes from AI that's either adaptive, meaning it continuously learns and actually modifies its own code in real time, or it comes from an effective single model AI that's like a unified system that can handle multiple tasks within one cohesive framework. This kind of approach helps manage complexity and gives you more comprehensive insights, which naturally raises a big question. What does that actually look like in practice for different types of businesses?
Okay, so let's start big. When we talk about true AI value for large enterprises, where are some of the real standout success stories and what made them work so well?
Oh, a fantastic example comes from Morgan Stanley. They built something called the AI at Morgan Stanley Assistant. This was a single internal model based on GPT-4 designed to handle pretty much all advisor queries. And what's crucial here is that it indexed over 100,000 of their own proprietary documents, internal stuff.
100,000 docs, wow.
Yeah, and the results were, well, pretty transformative. They saw 98% active adoption by advisors.
98%. That's incredible for an internal tool.
It really is. And it cut research time down from like hours to just minutes. This isn't just about being faster. It shows how unifying that proprietary, often sort of tacit knowledge under one trusted AI can radically change how people access information and boost productivity. It really set a new benchmark.
That's a huge leap. What do you think was the absolute key factor in getting that kind of adoption? Was it just speed or?
I think it was the trust. Trust built on accuracy, plus the sheer speed, like you said. Advisors could suddenly get info that used to require tons of manual digging. It genuinely augmented their capabilities. And another powerful example from finance is Bloomberg GPT. They developed this massive 50 billion parameter large language model specifically tailored for the financial sector. This single in-house model powers multiple functions right within their terminal, things like search, summarizing earnings calls, translating queries.
So they built their own domain-specific AI.
Exactly. By investing in that kind of specialized proprietary model, they've really reinforced their market position. It shows how deep, specialized AI can become a core competitive advantage.
Okay, so beyond internal efficiency boosts, are there sectors where AI isn't just tweaking existing processes, but like fundamentally changing how critical challenges are tackled? Maybe cybersecurity.
Oh, absolutely. That brings us nicely to Darktrace Active AI. This is a prime example of truly powerful adaptive AI. Their self-learning AI doesn't just follow rules. It continuously rewrites its own rules to defend against cyber threats. Across IT, OT networks, the works.
So it's literally rewriting its own code on the fly.
Yes, exactly. This live code adaptation, it's not just static analysis. And the result, they achieve 92% faster containment of cyber threats compared to manual responses. This really shows that true AI intelligence in critical areas like cybersecurity isn't static. It's like a living, evolving defense that autonomously adapts to new threats. It moves beyond just detection to proactive self-remediation. That's real substance over spectacle.
It's impressive for the giants, for sure. But how do these ideas translate when we scale down? What does effective AI look like for, say, mid-sized companies?
Well, for mid-sized manufacturers, a single AI model can be incredibly effective. Think about critical operations like predictive maintenance, quality control, supply chain optimization. A unified approach gives them comprehensive insights but helps manage the complexity. They can improve efficiency without needing, you know, a dozen specialized systems.
Makes sense. What about other mid-sized sectors? Like banking?
Yeah, similar story. Community banks and credit unions, for instance, can deploy single AI models for multiple functions, credit scoring, fraud detection, maybe even some customer service aspects. This is really vital in a highly regulated industry because it helps ensure consistency across different operations, which regulators like. And it keeps the tech overhead manageable and, importantly, transparent.
Okay, and what about the really small players? Let's say a local retailer.
Yeah.
Can they really leverage AI in a meaningful way if they don't have a massive data science team?
They absolutely can, yes. Smaller retailers can implement single model AI systems for their core operations, things like inventory management, pricing decisions, customer service interactions. Now, these might not offer the absolute highest level of specialization you'd get from multiple bespoke models, but they provide consistent decision making across the business. And this approach is particularly good for organizations that are, you know, resource constrained. It's more manageable, and you don't need a big, dedicated data science team just to maintain a bunch of complex, separate systems.
Okay, so we've seen the bright side, the potential.
Yeah.
But, you know, like with any buzzy technology, there's always a flip side, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets interesting. What are some of the biggest traps or unrealistic expectations companies fall into with AI?
Oh, there are definitely significant pitfalls. Especially around this idea of AI washing.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically marketing something as AI when it isn't really, or hugely exaggerating its AI capabilities beyond what's real.
Mm-hmm.
These examples really illustrate the dangers, you know, of overstating what the AI can do, or maybe implementing AI without thinking enough about data quality or how humans fit in, or just having realistic expectations.
Right. So for large enterprises, what kind of cautionary tale comes to mind?
One that got a lot of press was Amazon's Just Walkout technology. Remember that?
Yeah, the cashierless stores.
Yeah.
Seem very futuristic.
Exactly. Marketed as super advanced computer vision AI, creating this seamless experience. But the reality, well, it turned out it heavily relied on human checkers behind the scenes. Apparently back in 2022, something like 70% of transactions were actually manually reviewed by about 1,000 subcontractors over in India.
70%? Wow. So it wasn't really fully automated AI then?
Not in the way it was presented. This case starkly illustrates the danger of AI washing, where, you know, a clever marketing story masks a system that's actually quite fragile and human dependent. Real, authentic AI should deliver autonomous value. Anything less is potentially an operational liability just waiting to happen.
That's a very stark reminder, yeah.
Yeah.
What's promoted isn't always what's truly under the hood.
Mm.
What else should big companies be wary of when they have these large-scale AI ambitions?
Another really crucial lesson comes from IBM Watson Health. IBM poured, I think it was roughly $4 billion, into this huge expectation that Watson AI would revolutionize oncology, cancer treatment.
Right, I remember the hype around Watson for Health.
Huge hype. And look, it was genuine AI, powerful stuff. But the project ultimately failed. Why? Well, issues with data quality, major difficulties integrating it into existing clinician workflows, doctors just couldn't use it easily. And crucially, a lack of clear return on investment. It eventually led to a fire sale of the assets for about $1 billion in 2022.
So a massive loss.
A massive loss. And it's a vital lesson. Even powerful, genuine AI can fail spectacularly without the right data, without seamless integration into how people actually work, and without clear business alignment on the specific problem it's meant to solve.
And switching gears slightly, what about the creative space? You mentioned Coca-Cola's Create Real Magic campaign. Their AI-generated Christmas ad got a really mixed, polarized reception. Some people called it soulless. What went wrong there?
Yeah, that case really highlights something important. AI tools can definitely boost engagement, maybe speed up content creation, but purely AI-generated content often still needs that human touch, curation, oversight to really resonate emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you risk negative public backlash, especially in creative fields where authenticity and, you know, that nuanced human connection are absolutely key. It's not just about generating stuff. It's got to inspire or connect somehow.
Interesting point. So let's shift focus again. What about medium and small enterprises? It feels like AI washing might be particularly tempting there. Are regulators paying attention?
Oh, very much so. This is a critical area, and regulators are actively stepping in now. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, they've actually started issuing fines specifically for AI washing. For instance, an investment advisor called Delphio was fined $225,000, and another, Global Predictions, got hit with $175,000.
What did they do wrong?
Well, Global Predictions claimed to be the first regulated AI financial advisor offering expert AI-driven forecasts. But the SEC investigated and found their algorithms were mostly just based on statistical rules, not really deep learning or true AI. So the message is clear. Regulators are actively auditing these AI inside claims. Even simple single model stories have to be truthful and, importantly, testable.
Okay, so the SEC is involved. Anyone else?
Yes. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, has also gotten involved. They initiated something called Operation AI Comply. It specifically targets deceptive AI claims in advertising. They've pursued cases against companies using things like fake AI-powered review generators.
Fake reviews. Okay.
Yeah. These enforcement actions really underscore that regulators see AI washing as an unfair practice. Businesses of all sizes really need to ensure that what they say publicly about their AI capabilities is transparent and, well, accurate. And maybe one final cautionary tale, particularly relevant here, is in health tech. You see a lot of startups touting AI mental health assistance, but dig a little deeper, and a significant number of these are actually just scripted decision trees, not true machine learning adapting to the user.
So just pre-programmed responses, basically.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And mislabeling that as AI, especially in a regulated field like healthcare, can lead to serious problems, escalated liability, certainly, but also just eroding public trust, especially if they make clinical safety claims without having genuine AI capabilities to actually back them up. That's a really clear case of spectacle over substance with potentially very significant real-world consequences. So as we kind of bring our deep dive here toward a close, what's the main insight, the central idea you want our listeners to really walk away with?
I think the true turning point for businesses using AI isn't just, you know, adopting the technology because everyone else is. It's really about understanding the substance behind the spectacle, being able to distinguish between genuine AI that truly augments your capabilities versus just straightforward automation or worse, outright hype. That's critical for success. It doesn't matter if you're a huge enterprise or a small shop.
It's about moving beyond the buzzwords to strategically integrate intelligence that solves real, specific problems and helps transform your existing knowledge, often locked up in people's heads, into a powerful, shared capability across the whole organization.
That's a really powerful takeaway. So for you, the listener, it really means approaching AI not with that, you know, fear of missing out, but with genuine strategic clarity. It means asking the right questions, looking past the flashy demos, and really understanding what problem is this technology actually solving, and how does it fit or not fit into your existing human processes? Because ultimately, when it comes to AI and business, well, maybe it's not tech, maybe it's leadership, and perhaps it always has been. So the question to ponder is, how will you ensure your own approach to AI is driven by that kind of strategic clarity, and not just by the latest trend?